help sponsor it, and that's what we've all been doing. So come up and we'll give you toys. We're also giving you $100 for the best sysadmin. In there, somebody got an envelope where there's each of them has a license for VMware, so that's like $150 of software right there. Nice try. The loser who set up this all got a copy of Uber Hacksaw, the Karen Manel book. Hopefully next year they'll be a hacker. So then came the real contest. We already talked about Purple, how they, at the very end, did some truly evil stuff, pulling in cannon fodder to try to drive up their points. And so they got a bunch of points for that. And they ended up with 809 points compared to, like, Green's 402 there. I should also mention Purple is actually what happens when you take Red Team and Blue Team and join them halfway through the contest. So, yeah. So that's how the points suddenly jumped a whole lot there. And then there was Black Team, which was an also entered with 32 points. And, of course, then we have the Ghetto Hackers and Digital Revelation. And they also joined to become Digital Ghetto or Ghetto Revelation or... I don't know. You tell me. But scoring pretty damn well on the servers and crushing everyone on the hacking with 829 points... Now, there's also some interesting stories in here. Like, for example, one of the only rules is no hacking infrastructure. And so someone walked up to one of their laptops, who happens to be Frank, and started hacking the web server. So I docked them 10 points for that. But then they retained Jennifer Granick, and on appeal was thrown out on technicalities. They got those 10 points back. Let's see. That was, I think, the highlights of this contest. So come on up. What? Oh, yeah, we had way too many servers. When we were doing the server churn, we had, like, three IIS servers, whereas NT4, no patch, patch level 1, that no one seemed to find for hours, and I was watching these things, and, like, no one seemed to find. So as usual, the problem is IIS is secure. Yes, we've proved it. It's good for a DEF CON contest. Hobbit was doing the network watching more than anybody else, and he has some comments.
All right, one of the rules I stuck up pretty early was if you obviously hacking the infrastructure is worth negative points, and I also said, okay, you're here to hack the CTF net. Don't go out to the internet and pound on them just because you have the anonymity of being here at DEF CON. So I kept a kind of a log of who was going out and doing stuff, and it was actually pretty minimal. Almost everybody was guilty, even you guys. But it'll be kept track of better in future contests, I suspect, and we'll actually go into the scoring mechanism as automatic point dock or something. I stuck the log viewer into the firewall at the perimeter up as a port. You could just tell that to 600 and start getting the log. You could even do it in your browser and it put up a nice title thing. Nobody found this. There was a big hint in the Graynet log that said, hey, go to port 600 on this thing, and there it is. Whatever. People don't read the manual, as said. Yeah, I'm getting to that. Of course, most of the outside scanning was done from the gray net. We're just going to ignore that. That's a swamp. Who cares? I got a couple of stats on, let's see. Meanwhile, I didn't bother really logging any attacks against us from the outside, but you know there were one or two, and it looks like a lot of them came from those blocks that I had the big circle slash on the wall up in the room there. You can go back and look at those later. It was pretty minimal, just the standard stupid stuff to 111 and 21 and 53 that we see all the time at our own firewalls. We noticed something rather interesting go by on the wire. Actually, the MIT guys that were doing all the logging noticed this. We're looking at a TCP dump with some ping stuff, and it looks like Win2K. I think it's Win2K. We got to check on this. Places your true network address, your gateway, and your mask as ASCII text in your ping payload. This is advisory worthy. That's it.
I'm Pablos from the Shmoo Group. We came back again this year to log all the data from Capture the Flag. So last year we had a total of about 3 gigs of compressed data. It's about double that this year. So that's a ton of data. You're probably not going to find as interesting set of network logs anywhere else on the planet. We'll be distilling all that. You can get it from shmoo.com probably in the next couple of weeks. What's that? Okay, so also, the other thing, for the first time this year, we had official, you know, CTF bookies. That was me. And we took in a total of 3 bets, 2 for Ghetto Hackers, 1 for CCC, and that's $15. So the 2 guys who won are, I think, gone from the conference, so I'm going to take the money and run. But, yeah.
So that's it. Ghetto Hackers come up to claim, or Ghetto Hackers and Digital Revelation come up. The prize this year is $500. Split it how you want.
See, the stakes are creeping up a little bit year by year.
We figured how the size of the team keeps increasing each year, $500 is just enough so they each get 1 drink.
All right, so Ghetto Hackers have taken this, at least in part, for the last 3 years.
Well, with help for the last 2 years.
With help, at least in part. So we are going to retire the Ghetto Hacker team, and we're going to come back to run the Capture the Flag contest in the future to relieve Miles, and hopefully we can still get the help of Hobbits, Hobbs, and the guys who Shmoo Group, and the guys that make this happen. We wanted to give a couple of special thanks. One to Miles for running the most up CTF network we've seen thus far.
And that's not very up.
And then there was a rumor that CDC was going to be releasing some software here this year, and turns out that CDC did not...
CDC.
Turns out CDC did not release their software this year, and from what we understand, don't know the details of it exactly, but from what we understand of what the software was supposed to do and what it apparently didn't do because they didn't release it, very responsible behavior on their part. We just wanted to say we appreciate responsible behavior when they're playing at the level that CDC plays at. It was great stuff. Special thanks to Digital Revolution here. Great guys, great sysadmins.
They read the book. They
RTFM. They actually learned how to do that. QWERTY here has been up for about 30 hours. We're somewhere guessing around. Hold on, just a second. QWERTY here's had an uptime amazing in human terms. His liver has a load balancing apparently. And under those stresses, he took down an OpenBSD 2.9 box. He regave a user local root in a minute and 15 seconds total, I think. And I think he's going to try to open his mouth.
Actually, we got to give props to the green team. We got the root, both teams, within about 3 to 4 seconds of each other. So it was green team and us. Yeah. So
Along with QWERTY, we're about 20 guys, not necessarily players on the team, but good friends of ours and Ghetto Hackers all. Went home from my party this morning, home meaning to the Hard Rock to get champagne breakfast. Came back here, cleaned up after the party for me, which was really nice. You guys, fucking you guys rule. And then went back to this Capture the Flag network to sit down and drink until Green Team showed up, rested and sober for the rest of the day. These guys have been going solid since yesterday morning. Mad props, guys. You fucking crazy. You guys put the fun in lunatic. Had the rules not changed this year, we had a really good idea. Last thing I want to say, and then I'm going to hand it over to Didrev. The rules used to be capture a machine in the knock, put your flag on the route, and you get 1 point. So we took a very large server, hollowed out the inside, got it ready for a Trojan server, human inside, laptop on the knees, ports connected to the back of the machine so the keyboard looks like it works, monitor looks like it works. Roll that bugger in there, middle of the day, wait till everybody goes nanite, everybody goes drinking and partying. Person pops out with the ultimate boot disk router and was going to walk to every machine and root every fucking one of them. Mad props to the shortest hacker I know.
All right. We were a digital revelation, and we're actually a combination of a couple of groups. We all met up, Digital Revelation, these guys, we joined their team. We have Team InterEvolution and the SuidNet group, who puts on TourCon. You guys should check out TourCon. That's September 28th to 29th, or somewhere around there. Shameless plug. But we had a group of sysadmins. We did, you know, we set up servers as fast as we could. You know, that was kind of, it was kind of lame to cycle those servers out, but we were really being pragmatic and looking for the points, you know, playing by the rules. And as the rules changed, you know, that became less important. But by merging their hacking with our sysadmin, you know, that's how we came on came out on top. So, oh, we got a hack too. We do have hack, okay? So, got root. But, all right. All right. Anyway, you guys want to go ahead?
No.
All right.
I'm not sure if he's here or not, but his group was also a great part of the effort.
All right. So, thanks to, thanks, Ghetto Hackers. We joined up. Good teamwork. Party on.
Okay. Do you have your jacket?
Okay, we've Oklahoma's been located, the winner of the Cyber Ethical Survivor game. So we're going to have to drag her up here, a first-time DEF CON attendee. So with that said, we want to thank her for being the most moral of us all. And for her effort, she gets attendance to DEF CON for life. And yeah. And soon as we can find a leather jacket in extra small, she'll get that as well. I'm used to like sizing for programmer, you know, not for. So with that, let's pass the microphone over to her and see what it took to win.
Well, I have to say that winning Cyber Ethical Survivor is due in a great way to my parents. I mean, if they hadn't been such hard asses and dragged me out of the lamer stage, this would not have happened. So, yeah, blame it on my parents. It's been incredible conviction. The game is fun. You people are really cool. And I really just have to say thanks to Dark Tangent for organizing this.
So hopefully we'll see you back next year defending your title.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Okay, we understand just in the nick of time we've got we're getting this video hooked up. Are we almost ready to go? Nothing a vice grip and some pliers won't fix. Duct tape. Well, let's see if we can fire up at least the video and see if the video signal works. Oh, explain what Cyber Ethical Survivor was about. See, I have this little thing in my ear that I'm just really just a puppet. People speak to me and I... It's like that movie Network. Cyber Ethical Survivor was this attempt to... well, Wynn released this book and... Anyway, you can read the book and decide for yourself. But the idea was you get points for making decisions based on, you know, hypothetical situations. And then, like the TV show, you could vote other people off on the other team, and then the audience could vote people off based on their responses. And I have to tell this story. It was quite funny. The first time we tried it, was at Black Hat, and of course the audience, a new game, they don't know how it's played. And the first person that's asked a question is, the hypothetical situation is your employees at work, you believe are viewing, like, I think, kiddie porn, and they're viewing other illegal things and downloading wares or whatever. And what do you do about it? Being the manager, you're in charge of all this. So if anything bad happens, you could be implicated. Would you monitor your employees? When would you draw the line in monitoring all of your employees? And so the first guy, of course, is a wise ass. And he's like, this is what I would do. I would put on a ninja outfit. And he's like, and he's like, and I would have a dark cape. And then I would hide in the shadows late at night, you know. And when I saw an employee viewing porn, I would sneak up on him and chop him with my ninja sword. And so everybody's busting out laughing and they're cheering. And they're like, okay, what do you think? You know, applause if you think you should go. And everybody cheers, thinking that you cheer if you like him. And so it's like, okay, he's out of here. And the audience is like, yay. Like, oh, us bad. So I think we corrected it a little bit for this game. And she survived. There are three teams of five, and they get eliminated, and she was the last person standing. So that's the game. We're not sure if it's going to be played again next year. We'll have something new. But it was definitely entertaining. Got some audience participation. We're always looking for new games. You guessed the social engineering contest kind of sucked last night. So we're definitely not going to do that style social engineering contest again. We're going to cook up something else that maybe might be more in the lines of what these guys did, because this looks really entertaining. We're always open to new contests and ideas. The problem is the con is so big, we have so many people involved, that really if you propose a game, you're going to be prepared for me to ask you to run it. So, you know, you just can't come up with great ideas, you know, like build a PC from scratch with soldering irons. It's going to, you know... It's going to have to be something better than that. 1 year, DEF CON 2, I think, they built a 300 baud network with acoustic couplers and string and paper cups. And that was, no, DEF CON 2, that was StringNet, and it actually worked. And that was pretty cool. That was like when we were experimenting with building weird things and giving away prizes for who built the strangest thing, but kind of like the hackers convention where you get a bucket of parts and you have to do something with it. Okay, with that said, I'm going to pass it off to these crazy guys. Thanks. Turn on your mics. Okay, here we go. And who are you filming this for, by the way, with that camera? Are you just going to put together a funny documentary?
For real, these guys are actually trying to sell a pilot right now to cable. They actually went and hit last year the Democratic National Convention. They faked all press credentials. They went inside. They interviewed everyone. Right. And these guys are the kings! Right. Right.
I vote that he goes.
And not only that, but I want to point out that they were the only press in three of the parties there that walked in with the camera, filmed the entire event. They were the only ones who got invited to three of the different events there. These guys were real. And they went actually to Pat Buchanan's Reform Party thing, too. But they took off because it was, for some reason, a little bit too conservative for them. Right. Pat Buchanan hates all of us, so they were angry. All right, we're going to introduce this. If you guys can hear the audio in here, there's two different channels running of it. So there's, like, my mic that I'm running, and then there's Mike also. So you'll hear a lot of different stuff. We'll narrate certain key points for you. Go ahead. We're running the audio. No one.
By the way, guys, the way we hooked up with these guys was out in the lobby.
He tries to do work, he gets the authorization, and then we go. We enter strong, we go in the club. And if we don't, we go to the next place.
That's it.
This is me prepping.
Behind you is the prettiest woman you've seen tonight. I want you to see the guy. Rock star.
Right,
this is the asshole approach versus the mystique approach.
We got,
sitting
Dick
back, develop the mystique
there from American Pie.
Versus like being a dick and intimidating
us. We're shooting a documentary for MTV on him. No problem. He's over here. You want me to bring him over?
No.
No problem.
They're not supposed to be filming.
Jason Biggs, American Pie. See American Pie, right? He's a main
character.
They're
not supposed to film anywhere in a casino in any part of Las Vegas. It's not the clubs.
He loves that. You should tell him.
They're about to meet me for the first time. They bring down the head of entertainment for the entire casino to meet Jason Biggs.
So the thing I'm thinking is that, like, not being over there is being over there.
Tell me the story of that thing.
Best part, they ID me. I show them my real ID.
Oh, cool.
And I go right past the gates. Okay, here we go. This is the guy, Mike. Exactly. He's going to meet Jason.
Like, come closer.
Oh, yeah.
Closer. You go up closer to make this thing happen. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So cool.
Hey, Jason, this is Mike. He's from 54.
Hey, Mike. Good to meet you.
How are you guys going to do it?
Well, so, can you tell him what the show?
Yeah, just tell him what you want to do.
I just want to do, like, we're doing promotion for the sequel. It comes out in 2 weeks now. We picked this club because it's kind of hip. It has like a Hollywood connotation to it. And what we've done is we've gone into clubs, just talked to people, found out, you know, whether they've seen the movie, whether they think it's funny or not. Just like the basic stuff like that. And then the other part about it is ask them if they've ever had a crazy experience, you know.
A crazy sexual experience.
If they've ever done anything
experience.
Wild, their parents ever walked in on them or something like that. All kind of PG-13,
the
not
scene
R,
from
you know?
The movie is with
the scene from the movie is where
PG-13,
my dad walks in.
PG-13, not
Eugene
R.
Levy, you know. And Eugene's like all messed up and he's like, oh my God, I saw you. You've seen the preview for the sequel. Well,
there's
I can't
a part
really
with
talk
like crazy glue
about
and so.
With crazy glue and weird stuff like that. But yeah, it's totally cool. So that's it. It's all PG-13 now. So...
Cool.
That's Candace. She's our escort throughout the club to the VIP section.
You know, I got a spot.
All right, yeah, I told him. That's cool.
Have any ID on
I don't know. Jason, do you have your ID on here?
What?
Oh, yeah. Also, there's a dress code at the club, but we bring all of our friends in because they know Jason Biggs. They're all wearing tennis shoes. Oh, wait. He's asking me to show my ID. I'm telling you.
Really, I'm not comfortable giving out my real name.
I'm not comfortable showing that because it's my stage name.
That's fine. He can talk to me all he wants, but it's my real name, so it's not my stage name. That's fine. Maybe you can make sure it's me, but you can't give my real name out, okay?
You can't give my real name out.
Do you have to run this right now?
Can't give my real name out.
Okay? Oh, are you running?
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, Tim, can you turn that off?
I'm telling
he
you,
wants you to stop.
Guys,
he wants you to stop with the camera.
And they just
look at my real ID, and we're in. And we're in. There we go. Start rounding up chicks to come and get interviewed with him. Studio 54, of course, the club that opened in New York. No one can get in past the velvet rope. What we wanted to do is prove anyone can get past the velvet rope. Legendary. Even guys who are dressed in tennis shoes and obviously don't look like hipsters. And go-go dancer. Okay, so here's what we do. We go up to the VIP room, we sit there, and we're doing fake interviews for MTV, and they just bring women around to talk to us who recognize Jason Biggs. We're going to show you three of those people now. Oh, yeah, I had to go. I turned to the lady. I go, you know what? I can't do anything until I go to the bathroom and refresh myself. She looks at me. She goes, okay, I'll escort you.
So this is the first pair of
chicks. The first ladies who want to meet Jason Biggs. Yeah, apparently Tim has a different agenda for the video. So I ask them all if they think I'm cute or weird. I mostly got weird.
So do you think it'll be funnier? I can tell you it's
going to
be bigger and funnier.
It's going to be a bigger and funnier movie this sequel. Like, that's not obvious. I'm not using SAT words or analogies here. Oh, we're doing a dance. Okay.
When in doubt, groove.
Yes. It's all about context we learn. They have to see me in the context they think Jason Biggs will be in. And that's like dancing, you know, pie on your crotch. The normal everyday thing.
I'm not like a weird guy. I'm
not a weird guy, please, really. I apparently have no right side to my face, so people notice from this shot. I'm only half face. Oh, and also, everyone who comes up, I have to hug them. I don't know if that's stuff that Jason Biggs would do, but I had to do it. I gotta get something out of it, right? Thank you. Look how happy. Look at the girl in the background there. She's waiting to meet Jason Biggs. She's the next one who comes up. I was going to bring them all down to the con, you know, to hang out with us. I didn't know how that would go over. All right, next. This guy's my fake manager. He's walking around going, I don't know if Jason wants to talk to you. There we go. There's the hug. Right. She's hot, right? She felt hot. Look, she met a star, right? That's the story she'll tell her friends. And you guys are all like, you didn't meet anyone. You know, see, I pulled it close there for that sense of intimacy that Jason Biggs is known for. Pretty much this is the movie kiss coming up now. I can't believe she really thought I was Jason Biggs. I mean, really. Jason Biggs is actually like twice as big as me. He's seriously like twice as big as me, like a fatter guy than I am. So everyone keeps going, they're like, he doesn't look like Jason Biggs, and they're like, oh, he slimmed down for his latest role. And I'm like, yeah, I'm doing an AIDS drama next. That's so cool. And pretty much I'm turning, like I'm walking around the place and I'm turning to everyone, I'm going like this. I'm going to be 50 years old and people are going to ask me to fuck a pie. And everyone's staring at me like, what a prima donna. Oh yeah, also, they told me I could only say PG things. I couldn't say anything about sex, drugs, so I keep trying to work lesbian in. Right, because that's not sexy. But also, the other thing is, I keep working my real name into the interviews. So I'm going like, what if you met a guy named Adam? Would it be cool? Yeah. Oh, here it is right here. I have to hug everyone. I give him a fake pickup line that involves them meeting a guy named Adam. Oh, we're dancing.
Cool. Oh, we were walking around talking to people. We were at two other clubs.
After we finish with Irvin, I'm going to go grab some guys. Is it okay if we get some shots of him dancing?
20 Anything is the name of the show. You guys check it out. It's not on cable.
I promote the sequel right now. I thought that's cool, right? That's cool, right? Were you guys at any other clubs tonight?
I keep asking what other clubs they go to and when their evening will end, hoping that perhaps they're all going to go, well, our evening will end with Jason Biggs.
What's their best line?
What's that? Pretty much we realize that this whole club is filled with people who are either slightly drunk or think that everyone in the shadows is a celebrity. So we had that going for us in both clubs. She actually was like touching me a little bit here. Right. And I'm really excited about that. I'm like, that's cool, that's cool. Hey, you want to make out?
Are you going to, like, party straight through?
I'm going to party straight through.
Okay, would this pickup line ever work on you guys? Okay, ready? Okay, if a guy
here's the pickup line that involves the guy named Adam.
Here we go, ready? Blah, 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 blah. You're pretty. Blah, 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 blah. I'm picking up on you. My name's Adam.
Blah, blah, blah. You're pretty. Blah, blah, blah. I'm picking you up. Hi, my name's Adam. Anything, you're Jason Biggs, you can do anything you want. She's like, yeah, that will work. Yeah, I'll do that. That ought to work. Okay, now here's me. I go in the middle of the dance floor. I go in the middle of the dance floor and dance as Jason Biggs in front of everyone.
Now we're being escorted
a long shot of it. We just left the VIP room and went downstairs. Candace was escorting us through everywhere, clearing the elevators out for us and my posse. Here we go. Oh, she parted the room. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. World famous Jason Biggs dancing at Studio 54. Woo! Thank you. The best part about it is we did this at another club, too.
Yeah, Utopia was much, much bigger than this, actually. We didn't have time to put the tape on.
So does anyone else look like a celebrity and want to do this next year?
Who else wants to do this next year?
Yeah!
Everyone should be screaming.
Trust me, it's worth it.
Here's the coolest thing about this convention. We met these guys at 10 o'clock last night, and within a half an hour, we were at Club Utopia. He was Jason Biggs, and we were ruling this city.
Go, Jason. Go, Jason.
Thank you, DEF CON. Good night.
Go, Jason. Go, Jason.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's pretty much it. We're going to put all the audio and video online. We're going to update the speeches, presentations that people have given. And what else? We have a new website up. We're going to have a new mailing list up. We're going to have a chat board up, blah, 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 over the next couple of weeks. But I really want to thank you all for coming. Without you guys, none of this would have happened. And just you're a really good crowd, and I'd like to thank you all. So with that said, we'll see you next year. We're going to be back here at the end of July, not at the beginning of July. And we're going to have an additional 10,000 square foot tent in the parking lot. So we'll have another 10,000 square feet. So cool. See you guys next year.